Welcome, friends and music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I'd like to start today's show with a Wayne Shorter set after watching an incredible biopic of Wayne Shorter, perhaps one of the best jazz music productions I have seen on TV or film. I highly encourage you to take a look at it. I learned so much about Wayne Shorter's life, his music, his philosophies, just a great, great series on Amazon Prime. So check that out. We're going to begin today's show with Black Nile from the album Night Dreamer. And this quintet is Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Lee Morgan on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. How's that for a great quintet? Let's listen to Black Nile.
Thank you. Thank you.
A Wayne Shorter set, which I played after watching this great series on Amazon Prime entitled Wayne Shorter Zero Gravity. I suggest you check it out as well. It was inspiring, to say the least. We heard from the album Footprints Live, a 2002 release with the quartet that Wayne Shorter played with for the last 20 plus years of his life. That's Wayne Shorter on soprano saxophone, Danilo Perez on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. Before that, we heard a beautiful ballad from the album Speak No Evil. We heard Infant Eyes. That is a 1966 release with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And we started out the set from the album Night Dreamer, a 1964 release. We heard the track Black Nile, a Wayne Shorter composition. And that's my tribute to Wayne Shorter, truly one of the great musicians, composers, innovators in modern jazz music. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and I would like to welcome to the In the Groove broadcast family Radio Bob USA, an internet radio station that looks to be a fine source of great music. You can check out Radio Bob online by going to radiobobusa.com, and they will be broadcasting my show on Sundays at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So please check that out, Radio Bob USA. All right, let's move on to some music that I've heard on Jazztodon. It's a great... Jazztodon is a social media service that's part of the Mastodon Fediverse. So it's a jazz-centric social media platform that I frequently post on, as well as posting for allaboutjazz.com. There's no advertising. They don't track your posts or your locations. It's just a fine, fine service, as I said, part of the Mastodon network. So check that out. One thing I discovered there is a solo guitar album from John Pizzarelli, where he puts his take on Pat Metheny compositions. The album's entitled Better Days Ahead from John Pizzarelli. We're going to hear his version of Pat Metheny's James. Thank you. Brand new album from drummer Jonathan Blake. The name of the album is Passage. We heard Tears I Cannot Hide. Jonathan Blake, a fine drummer from New York City. And there he's playing with Emmanuel Wilkins on alto saxophone, Joel Ross on vibes, David Varelas on piano, and Desron Douglas on bass. And that album is dedicated to the memory of his father, John Blake, a jazz violinist. And before that, we heard from John Pizzarelli, a solo guitar album entitled Better Days Ahead. We heard the Pat Metheny composition, James. Next up, we have Oliver Nelson. I played some unusual music from an album that is not well known, titled Skull Sessions. I played that last week. So this week I decided to go back to his classic album from 1961, Blues and the Abstract Truth, and one of his great compositions, Stolen Moments, featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Eric Dolphy on alto sax, Oliver Nelson on tenor, George Barrow on baritone, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. Let's listen to Stolen Moments, that classic arrangement and composition from Oliver Nelson.
Thank you.
I just love that tune from Oliver Nelson from the album Blues and the Abstract Truth. We heard Stolen Moments. That'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We are a radio show over the air at WWUH 91.3 FM in West Hartford, Connecticut. And you can also hear us on our weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com, as well as a radio show on an internet radio station, RadioBobUSA.com. And I hope you will join me on jazztodon.com, a jazz-centric social media platform. So check that out. We're going to finish up with Freddie Hubbard from the album Red Clay, another classic album from the 1970s. The group here is Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Lenny White on drums. Thanks for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.